During this period, Klimt continuously painted portraits, such as the one depicting Fritze Riedler, the wife of a German official in Vienna. At the same time, Klimt created many landscape paintings, immersing himself in painting during numerous summer trips. He returned to Lake Attersee for the next 15 years, until his death in 1918, creating over 45 of his 50 landscapes in the towns of Seewaldchen, Litzelburg, and Weissenbach. In 1904, the artist was asked to design a frieze with three mosaics for a room in the newly built Stockelet Palace in Brussels. He completed this monumental work in 1911. The frieze has an indeterminate character, leaving room for various interpretations. The most important period in Klimt's work, known as the Golden Period, occurred between 1900 and 1910. His paintings often depicted women in a mystical manner, with rich ornamentation, gold, and silver, which became a characteristic element of his art. During the years when Gustav Klimt reached the peak of his creativity and popularity, he regularly participated in prestigious international exhibitions. In 1911, he submitted 8 paintings to the prestigious exhibition in Rome, winning the first prize for a masterpiece titled Death and Life.